guess the remix version were with Jambo Fellow Adventurers from Mike Dooley. Of course, the main man, the inspirational guru, the man with whom, frankly, Kathleen, Christmas just wouldn't be Christmas without some Mike Dooley inspiration to hand. Isn't that right, Mike?
Oh, Alex, you flatter me so, but I think you're right.
It's exactly. Precisely.
At least for me.
Yeah. Now, it's been a heck of a year, 2010, for your good self. The world tour has continued. Earlier this year, of course, we connected at the City of Manchester Stadium, and it was a great time to be had by all in Manchester. Lots of other exciting things have been going. Proof, if proof were needed, that the three words, Kathleen, that Mike has consistently stuck with over the years, and we have to endorse all the way, thoughts become things.
That says it all. Thank you.
I mean, it's so simple. You know, we talk about positivity. I mean, Kathleen, you run a show on Siren 107.3 FM, which deals with the surgery. It deals with, you know, people's challenges, etc. Sometimes, as Mike said, it is simple. I mean, I actually have on my office door here at the University of Lincoln, home of Siren FM, Mike Dooley quote, which says, you know, thinking is the ultimate contact sport. Yeah. Do what you have with what you've got from where you are. You progress from there. And if you actually, you know, focus on, you know, positivity and you know, it's difficult sometimes and it may be challenging because we put our own challenges in place. But ultimately, it's a case of end product, leveraging the universe. Magical things happen. Anyway, questions from yourself, Kathleen, for Mike Dooley. Any thoughts?
Wow. Well, I've just been flicking through one of your books, actually.
Notes from the Universe.
Notes from the Universe. Mm. I found it really interesting. What inspires you to write?
You know, I think we all have something to say, but more, whether it's audible or not, maybe a metaphor, something to do. And if I could say this, although I don't believe in destiny in any sense, it's almost as if it's my calling or my gift, or it's something that's kind of become what I'm most suited for, given all the choices of my life up until this point. Now I'm almost 50 years old, but I've been an accountant, a chartered accountant in the United States, CPA we call them. I've been an entrepreneur, selling T-shirts and gifts for 10 years all over the world, and my last incarnation this lifetime around for the past 10 years, I've been writing and speaking full-time, and I just feel this overwhelming sense that I have something to say that could be useful to others. And it's actually panned out that way. I used to say that so shyly, but now with the New York Times bestseller, 350,000 people every day who get my email, world tour number 3, it's still full charge, it's become the case, and I'm having a blast saying it, and those who receive my teachings, if you will, feel the same. So there you go, kind of unexplainable, but nevertheless the case. I have something to say.
Fantastic. And do you think you would still write even if nobody ever got to read it?
That is the billion-dollar question that I even ask myself, because if the answer is no, then am I really doing my bliss, or does my happiness hinge on the approval of other people? But my answer for that is kind of in the middle. It's like, look, I think what I am is a teacher. That's the one word that comes closest to what I feel like I do. I teach people about the nature of reality, how things really work, who we really are, what we can do with our lives, and how. And you can't really be a teacher without students. So really and truly, if nobody gave a dang what I was doing, I don't think I would do it. It would not be fulfilling. I like the challenge of creative writing and some of the poems I used to write, the rhyming poems, to say something succinctly in a rhyme that couldn't be said more succinctly, yet it happens to rhyme. That was like a mental puzzle, and I did enjoy that, but even that, I'd probably let it go if there were not a significant number of people, enough people in my mind. I don't know what that would be. It may be to make a living or not, and I certainly do make a living now. Following me, I could be just as happy doing so many other things, you know, being outdoors. I joke in my last book, Manifesting Change, that I almost went, and it's not really a joke, down the path of irrigation repair. I live in Florida. It's a highly sought-after simple service, and I like that stuff. I've done lots of that kind of work for many people in my neighborhood, and I know that I'd be doing something that I would enjoy. But even there, if there weren't other people appreciating my work, paying me for my work, I'd happily move on. Not that it's all about money, but it's all about being useful, and we measure that oftentimes, sometimes frivolously, by giving money or throwing money at people that we appreciate.
That's a good answer. Thank you.
It really is. I mean, it's, again, that whole notion, I've talked about this many a time over the years, Mike, this whole notion of remembering that ultimately the power rests within ourselves. And, you know, to focus on that, you know, people say, oh, it's Christmas, it's a very stressful time. Well, if you keep saying that, it will become a stressful time.
Yeah.
And it's something we do forget so often. I mean, we've spoken on the show tonight. We've had, obviously, correspondents from New York. We spoke to Peter Franklin from Connecticut with Sarah Chase. Fiona Hardingham in London. She's based in Los Angeles. We're going over to California to speak to Marty Ingalls after yourself. And there is this notion of saying, look, you know, if we can just take that time to center, to relax, to acknowledge that in the end, and as they use this wonderful line, the cursed house, the lines of don't worry about how it's going to get there. Kathleen, let's just share with Mike and indeed the listener, you know, the calendar. That came about. This is a fantastic Siren FM calendar. In fact, I shall send you a copy, Mike. I'm sure we can get this over to your good self so you can see the sirenonline.co.uk calendar set up in aid of the Pelican Trust's creating opportunities. There must have been times we thought, how is it going to happen in various other ways? But you end product. Focus
yeah,
on that,
there were times when we almost threw in the towel. Various things happened, and we almost gave up. But it's so fantastic to have the finished product in our hands, and it looks really good, and everyone seems to be really happy with it. So thank you very much.
The cursed hows are the bane of our existence, and yet we've been taught that we must worry about the how, because young lady, young man, nobody's going to figure it out for you. But yet that's the exact opposite way of creating deliberate change, because we do live in a dream world. It is not just a physical world, and therefore we eat of the forbidden fruit. Literally, that's what it meant, every single day when we use our physical senses alone to try to muster up a strategy to make something happen, worrying about the hows. Whereas if we simply define the end result, we allow for life's magic, and there's proof in all of our lives that it exists, to come rushing through with its, you know, almost imperceptible at times, serendipities, coincidences, and happy accidents that will shock and amaze us. The production of the calendar, the production of a book, the maintenance of your fabulous radio station all these years. I mean, there's always magic involved, and we can perhaps best tap into it at a potentially stressful time like this every year by, as you said, Alex, appreciating who we already are. Get grounded, smile for what you already have, and that simple shift of focus that will put a smile on your face will work to perpetuate that smile on your face, literally rearranging more circumstances that will bring more smiles to your face as opposed to bringing more frowns to our face.
And it's such a classic notion. We've talked about this so many times. We've spoken of the notion of you putting out negativity, you get more negativity. How often have we actually seen folk who go on to a scenario of getting depressed about the whole thing? They go down a bit like Eeyore, a donkey, etc. I'm obviously promoting donkeys because, again, I was experiencing this on Saturday in London, Tower Bridge Hotel, the Safe Haven for Donkeys charity. It was one woman's dream. She was an air hostess. She decided she wanted to put together something for the donkeys in Palestine, in the Holy Land. 10 years later, she's got a phenomenal success story going. We're more than happy to support that, and it's working, and it came about from that notion of she had this notion of where she wanted to go, what she wanted to do. She didn't know how she was going to get it, but she has. You know, it just works on that. I'm reminded actually of one of the notes of the day, actually, and if people haven't actually, in fact, I'd recommend this, Kathleen, sign up to TUT.com, take the adventurer's oath. It's nothing too sort of formulaic about the whole thing, and you get these wonderful personalised notes, but this one came out from early in December. It's not real, it's not now, you're not here, and nothing matters for the reasons you think. Yet in spite of all this, there's order, you're learning, and everyone is having the time of their life. Talk about training wheels. The universe. It's a challenge that works through that. Marvel. In fact, it's just great stuff. And I think one of a trilogy of books there, Notes from the Universe, available. Plus, of course, we head up to 2012. And I know we're not going to talk about that now, Mike, but that's something which I'm certainly looking forward to in 2011, when you know people have said, well, don't worry about the London 2012 Olympics because the world's going to end by then. No, it's going to change. It's the crucial things.
It changes every year. But yeah, there's a lot to talk about on that, and suffice it to say, it's a time of change, an exciting time of change, and much is boding well for it being a smooth transition and perhaps the most enlightened time this Earth has ever seen.
It's a positive thought to actually go from. Kathleen, any other questions you'd like to put to Mike about, well, literally, the universe?
You put me on the spot, actually. I can't think of anything, but maybe I'm trying to be a writer myself, or as I should say, I am a writer. And have you got any sort of tips or advice for people that do want to get into that?
Well, I have a little secret writing formula that I am happy to share with you and all listeners, and it goes like this. Number one, whenever I sit down to write a note from the universe, or generally anything else, I kind of have a one minute visualization where I imagine my desired end result. And my desired end result is the same as yours. It's that feeling great, like, wow, look at what I just wrote. Wow, this is incredible. Wow, the magic poured through me. That's what I'm after. That's what we're all after. And I don't say what I'm going to write about. And the second thing I do after visualizing for 1 minute this euphoric little happy dance in my mind for having written well without saying what I wrote, then I start writing. And in the beginning, the first things that come out of my mind are sometimes rubbish and don't make a whole lot of sense, but then they give me a foothold to write something else, from which I have another idea, from which I'm given inspiration. And the next thing you know, I've manifested that woohoo feeling that I put out when I visualized, because I held on to the vision and then I took action. That's what all manifestations take. And I would like to say to your listeners the one parting bit of advice, if I may. We're not here with a 50-50 shot of survival. We're here to thrive. Our lives are proof of it. This lady with her donkeys in Palestine and any other dream you've ever heard of coming true is evidence of our thoughts becoming things and this inclination to succeed. Just show up. Just do your best. Inevitably, it will always be enough, particularly when you know these simple truths that we've been sharing and discussing this past 20 minutes.
We certainly have this notion in terms of discussion topics, the human adventure in the 21st century. It certainly is just beginning. Let's do this thing, which I think was featured on one of radio interviews that we did, it was done with your good self a few months ago, actually, Mike, and it's the random choice, which actually can be a random number, if there is such a thing of a random number, between 1 and, let's say, 150.
138.
Okay, we'll just do that. And the note from the universe is a little classic, right? They all are. Did you realise that whenever you gave anything to anyone, you gave to the entire world? And did you realise that for every path you've walked, for every stone you've turned over, and for every door you've knocked on, you did so for everyone? And finally, did you realise that whenever you felt love for any reason whatsoever, you irrevocably lifted the entire planet higher into the light? Thanks. From all of us. I think that was pretty much to the point. You see, why the Dooley left juke combination was working there in full force, really, with the universe knitting it together. Marvellous. All positive
stuff.
You're
good at this, Alex.
Oh, well, and genuinely, one has to say, when I first started doing these pieces with Mike, we were dealing with a cable service that was based up in Teesside, still actually up there in the northeast, etc. Since then, you know, we can now share with the world globally, streamed podcasts, all the rest of bits and pieces. Things happen. That's the crucial thing. Mike, it's been absolutely sensational sharing some time with your good self. What's the weather like in Florida, by the way?
Well, it's finally warmed up after quite a cold spell. The cold spell made it actually a few days ago. It was colder than London.
I can't believe
today,
that.
In the Fahrenheit, I apologize, that's all I have to offer. It's 75 degrees, blue skies.
Yeah.
It's heaven on earth. But I'm coming your way on Christmas Day. I'm going to be vacationing in the UK through the New Year's Eve. And then I'm happy to tell you, you're among the first to know, in April I'll be speaking on the same tour that you saw in Manchester in London. The details are at
tut.com. Ah, fantastic. This is great, great news. I know we've caught up with you twice in Manchester, but hopefully we'll touch base with you in London as well from that point of view. Again, as you rightly said, tut.com, tut.com. Three letters which can actually open up a whole paradise of explorations and thoughts from that point of view, which, of course, we know become things. So when thoughts become things, Mike, what should you do?
Choose the good one.
Yeah, it's just genius. That's the crucial thing. So, had a reasonably interesting time. So I take it then, we've kind of already answered this, but it's a kind of little cliche in any case. Can we look forward to connecting up with you again early in 2011 to find out more about 2012 and even more exciting things?
I look forward to that day, Alex. Thanks for keeping me in your thoughts and on your show. I really appreciate all the good work you do.
Mike Dooley, we salute you.
Look back inside.